So yeah, Disha tells us Moshe Rabbeinu tells over to Yisrael. All the things that happened to him, the issue, they meet, they sab Moish lechoyz lo yiskol. Asher also Hashem the Pharaoh the Mitzrayim al odoyz Yisrael. Is kol atlo Asher mitzos bader vayatzi leim Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu tells over to Yisrael, as Rashi says, limshor as liboy lekar v'letoyroh. It's called law, shalayom, and amolek, all the different things that they went through, the different struggles, and the different misyonos that they had. And there was Zoycha, Vayatzilem Hashem, that Hashem saved them, the terrible matzah that they were in, tremendous savior that, and the Maisa, the Shabbeinu tells it over to him. And we know from the beginning of the Parsha that Yisrael had already heard, Vayishma Yisrael Choyim Midir Choyim Moshe, it's called Hashem, also the Kibbutz Moshe Yisrael Amoy, Yoytzi Hashem, as Somi Mitzrayim. He heard over everything. Yisrael heard over everything, he heard the whole story already. And yet, Moshe Rabbeinu repeats it again. And it is ingrained in the eye, in the head, in the mind, in the heart of Yisrael. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as the Sforno says, Vayatzilam Hashem, but was a hoira, Ashkachosu, Aprotis Aleia. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach, the Ashkoch Aprotis, on Klal Yisrael. And yet, the Torah tells us in the following pasuk, "Vayichad Yisrael al kol hatoiva asher also Hashem liYisrael asher hitzilo miyad Mitzrayim." The Torah tells us that Yisrael, in one pshat, was very happy. In the other pshat, it says, "Nasa bisro chidudin chidudin meitzal over Mitzrayim." He was still, even though he was very happy, even though he was very ecstatic at the tremendous nes that happened to his son-in-law, his family, but at the end of the day, Yisrael was nase besor chidudin chidudin. He was meitzar. He was distraught al ovid mitzrayim, on the loss of mitzrayim. This concept that Yisrael was Meitzal of Mitzrayim is a very powerful concept. In the Hemshech HaParsha over here, Rabbi Yisai, we have a tremendous Yisoid. Yisrael gets up and pronounces, Vayoyme Yisrael, and Pasuk Yur, Boruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil Eschem Ya Mitzrayim Ya Farad. Bless Hashem, who saved you from Mitzrayim Yad Parah, Shehitzah Zomidah Adah Mitzrayim. Yisrael gets up and makes a bracha. And the Torah says, that Kaval the Gezach, basically the Medrash, the Chazal say, Ampel the Gezach, Zog Chazal, in the Mechilt, Omer Av Papis, the Gnus Yisrael Chos Midaba, Shoi Shashishim Riboy B'nei Odom, there were 600,000 men, B'nei Odom, who left Mitzrayim, v'loy omad echor meyem levoruch lamokoy. No one stood up and was able to mevoruch Hashem with such a bracha. Atche bo Yisroi ubirach lamokoy, v'shenemar v'yoy me Yisroi boruch Hashem. Yisroi was the only one out of 600,000 who came along and he was able to stand up and pronounce Baruch Hashem Asher Yitzel Es from Yad Par Yamitzvah. The Gevaldik is Zachar, unbelievable. Only Yitzhak. 600,000 saw the Nisim. 600,000 were taken out. 600,000 participated in Kriyas Yamsuf. And yet none of them came to that realization. None of them were able to get up and pronounce Baram Baruch Hashem. Only Yitzhak. And yet, the most unbelievable thing, Rabbi said, which is such a Musa Haskell we have to take out, Vayichad Yisroel, when Yisroel held. We see from this Yisroel's tremendous teher, understanding. Chabazik says in the beginning of the parash, Vayishma Yisroel, Yisroel heard. It's called Asher also, Yisroel heard. Everybody heard. Shom Am Yugizu. Everybody knows the famous verb of Chaim Shmulevitz, Yisroel Deher. You just didn't hear. You understood. Mashmur Shomu Ubo. You just hear. Everybody hears. He heard, and he made a step forward. He did something about it. Yisroel heard, and Yisroel went along, and he decided to change. He was playing Midrash, he decided to change his life. So Yisro was very excited. And Yisro was very impressed. He was inspired by the Mice of Yetzias Mitzrayim, by Amalek, by everything that went on over here in Boisa. Yisro was tremendously influenced by this tremendous spectacle of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And yet, with everything, Rabbi Yisrael, with the excitement, with the feeling of tremendous awe that Yisrael had of this Maisa, that Yisrael was ready to change his life. State the Pasuk by Yichad Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Vayichad Yisroel, Pasuk Yud, as we mentioned before, Vayichad. One chat in Rashi is, Naseh b'soroi chidudin chidudin, he had goose pimples. He had a little bit of shock. What happened was, he felt a little bit deep inside, there was a feeling, not such a geschmack of feeling. With all the excitement, with all the inspiration, with all the feeling of awesomeness, Shavai Yishma Yisrael, he heard. With all that, Yisrael's, in deep inside of Yisrael, there was a slight feeling of not such a good feeling. So, the Sforno Yishad, Loi Somach al Ovdon Mitzrayim Karoi, he did not celebrate the destruction of Mitzrayim like a person would celebrate when a Rosh Hashanah gets destroyed for Avi Rishoyim Rina. We celebrate the destruction of Avi Rishoyim. It shows in this world the Rosh Hashanah don't have rulership. You can't do whatever you want. But he was Samach al Toivoson Shal Yisrael. He felt sorry and he felt happy for Klal Yisrael's exit. There was a contradiction. There was a struggle deep inside of Yisrael. On one hand, excitement, awesomeness, inspiration. He's in seventh heaven. He can't, he's going wild. He's ready to change his whole life. Because he realizes Baruch Hashem Asher Yitzel Es from Yad Mitzrayim. But in the same Yisrael, deep inside, he's worried. He's a little bit upset. There's a tinge of sadness because of Mitzrayim was destroyed. And Rashi, the emes is ma'oira that also, as Rashi said, vayichad, his bosar, his flesh, was nasechidudim, there was pimples, goose pimples. He was a little bit uneasy, felt uneasy at the feeling of the destruction of Mitzrayim. That is something that's tremendous in the seichel of Mitzrayim. Understand it. That Yisrael understood with clarity more than many other nations. Shomam Yirgazun, Chilachaz, everybody heard, but no one stepped forward to make the change. Yisrael was Kohen Midyan, as the Pasuk says in the beginning of the parasha. He was ready to give up his whole priesthood, his whole life story. He was giving it up, but at the same time, deep inside, there was a feeling of uneasiness. There was a feeling of uncomfortability at the fact that Mitzrayim was destroyed. Rabbi, how do we explain this stira? How do we explain this contradiction? How do we understand the struggle that was going inside of Israel? I want to explain maybe another parasha the same as Soyder Boisai. In this week's parasha, and we'll wrap it up with a tremendous Yisoid and hopefully a lesson for us to pass down for Vayita. Vayikach Yisroi Choysei Moshe Sipoira Eishes Mohav Shuleh Veshtev Anerho Asher Shem Ho Echot Gershom Ki Omar Ger Ho Yisi Be'eretz Nochriya Veshem Ha Echot Eliezer Ki Elokei Ovi Be'ezri Vayatzileni Mecheret Parah. The Pasuk tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu had two children. The first son was called Gershoin, ki Ger Hayisi b'Eretz Nachriya. He was a Ger in Eretz Nachriya. And the second son was called Eliezer, ki Elokei Avi b'Ezri, v'yatzileni m'cherev Parah. That was the second son. And the Shaila is, Rabbi Yisai, that all the Mefarshim ask, who should have been named first? Eliezer. In the Seder HaPsukim, Moshe named his second son Eliezer because Hashem saved him from the sword of Paroi. His first son he named Gershoin, ki Ger Hayisi b'Eretz Nachriya. If you would ask me, I'd ask you, we'd ask each other a simple question. In the Seder of events, in order, Rabbi Yisai, what should come first? He was saved from the sword of Paroi. We know the story. He was caught saving a Jew. He was in the king's palace. Paroi decreed upon him his head should be chopped off. He went to the guillotine. The sword came down. His neck turned to marble. He ran away, saved from the sword of Paroi. Then he ran away to Midian, found a wife, and had children over there, Rabbi Yisai. Now he has his firstborn son, Mazel Tov. The Shalom Zacha will be Friday night in Jethro's tent. He has his firstborn son, he come to the bris, everybody's waiting for the name. It's for sure going to be Eliezer. Hashem saved him from the sword of God. What's the first son's name? Yes, everybody's whispering. Be courage by Israel! Gershom. Gershom? Where did that come from? Ger Hayisi Be'eretz Nachriya. Because I'm a Ger here. That's what he's raising first, what he said. Dr. Moshe Feinstein, Gewaldig Yisoy. Dr. Moshe, yes, Moshe Rabbeinu was praising the name, putting the name Gershom first, because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to establish Yisod in his life, in the life of his family, in the life of his child, who's going to be called Gershom. Moshe Rabbeinu realized that if he's going to settle, if he's going to become established, if he's going to learn and become settled in this land called Midian, he's going to be affected by its surroundings. He knew that even though Yisro was before a coin Midian, he became a ger, whatever he wanted to change, but Moshe Rabbeinu realized that he's in a foreign land, but if he's going to settle there, if he's going to become too friendly, if he's going to make his mokum a place where he's going to settle down, he will become affected by his surroundings. So Moshe Rabbeinu realized that the most important thing now is I have to establish deep inside of my mind and my family's mind that we are not going to get ourselves established here. We're not going to settle here. We're going to be gerim here. For if we settle, then we're going to settle. For if we decide to become one of the people here, and we're going to establish ourselves in the community here, we will be lost forever to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it won't make any difference that I praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving my life. But my life has no value because I'm going to be lost to the Umos HaOlam. So the first and foremost, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, is to establish this Yesoit, Kiger, Yagerim. We're only sojourners in this place. We're not going to establish ourselves amongst the people. Then we thank him for the Lekei Ovi Be'ezri Be'atzeneh Mechaikah. A powerful story. I want to say it along the same lines with another Kneich over here. And maybe we could use Rav Moshe's word, but I want to say it with the Yisoy that we're going to learn in this parasha of Yisro also. The Yisoy God the Rabbi said to answer the stira of Yisro. This tremendous stira that's going on. A man that stands up and prays Hashem like no one in the history of the Yotzi Mitzrayim did. The man who left his whole position, he left his high position as a high priest. Because he heard what Hashem did in Mitzrayim. He heard about Kriyas Yam Suf. He left it all. He gave it all up. And at the same time, in the same moment, in his heart of hearts, what Hashem sees, he's not the happiest fellow. There's a tinge of disappointment because of Avodah Mitzrayim. Zogt Zichron Meir, Mishur, Meir Rubin, Yisod. This is Yisod for us, Rabbi Sai. All our lives. All our lives. The Yisod is very important at this stage of our lives. And that is, Rabbi Sai. That's something that we establish, something that we take a liking to, something that we get connected to in the early part of our lives. Is something that has an effect in our entire lives. What the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, the Girsa, the Yankisa, the early stage learning, the early stage establishing ourselves and our lives and our Ashkafis, the roots of our tree, of our eventual tree that will grow, are those early years, the early years of our lives, the Girsa, the Yankisa. It's something that's kept deep inside of us for the length of our lives. The Girsa, the Yankisa, the things that we learn, the things that we're koyne, the things that we understand when we're young, those are our foundations for life. And Yisro, even though at this stage of his life, with a gvaldig understanding, and this very intelligent man, a priest, a high priest, somebody who's looked up to by his entire cult, gives it all up. At the same time, his gear siddhiyankasa, his love, his appreciation, his connection to Mitzrayim is still haunting him all these days. And it can't get out of his system the fact that he once was connected and loved Mitzrayim. And therefore, even though he realizes with the clarity that's unbelievable, that he's ready to sacrifice in life now for it, he still feels disappointed and hurt the other Mitzrayim. What a powerful Yisrael. And maybe we could say, to answer Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what he was trying to establish in the Ger HaYisi, the Eretz Nachriya, that now I'm establishing my family at the early years of life. I want to establish Yisod in our family, at the roots of this family, that we are Gerim. This is not our place. Our place is amongst Yidin. And therefore, when we get older, we won't be affected. Our body won't tinge if something happens to Midyan. We will not get disappointed when the Kodesh Baruch Hu will destroy Midianites. For we have established from the beginning that our roots are not amongst them. That we are a Gerim. And therefore we have no shaykhs with these people. If we've established deep inside of our mishpacha from the first name of our bechor, we have no shaykhs to Midyan. We're B'nai Yisrael, we're Klal Yisrael, and we'll remain Yisrael. Great shrewd rabbi, what's in it for us? First of all, we have a Zayat Torah for Shabbos. But more so than we say, what a powerful lesson of myself. For all of the yeshiva at your age of life, your stage of life. I feel sorry for those who are not here today to hear this Yisod of Baisai, because we're going to speak out something very, very Yisodistic. We've already, the whole Chor has said something very Yisodistic. But I want to apply it, Rabbi Yisai, to our lives. As young yeshiva like Rabbi Yisrael, we have to realize, Rabbi Yisrael, this is going to our decision making for the future, the next coming years, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to realize that these years, between 18 to 17 after high school, and 22 till we get married, Rabbi Yisrael, are the most, I'll repeat it again, that these years between 17 and 22, these years, 22, 23, these years are the most important years of our lives. There are Girsa Diyankisa. There are years where we establish our own hashkafis, our own goals in life, what we want to accomplish, what we want to become, the tree that we want to be, Mitz Hashem. All of us, Eiz Hashem Yisbaro, the right time, we'll have families. We'll have children and grandchildren and doyre doyros, the years that are going to establish, the years that are going to set you into motion, the years that are going to be the shorishim, the roots of those great families, are these years of Yisrael. When after your high school years, when high school is a time when a person, especially these times, he's not into it, he's lost, he's going through the motions. He's basically doing what his parents are telling him. But these years when he's 17, he's grown up, and he's starting to establish his own das. He's starting to become a real teenager with his own mind. These are the years that are going to shape our future. That's why it's so, so important that we don't waste these years of years of the Yarek Yisrael, to years of establishing yourselves for your future. The Hashkofis, the Derech HaLimud, the knowledge of Torah, the amount of knowledge of Torah, during these years of Boisai, is Kodesh Kadoshim. I always say over to a lot of Bachner Boisai, that's contemplating maybe to leave. I was in Yeshiva 2, 3, maybe I should go out already. These years you'll never have back. The year to sit and learn 3 stars. Without any doubts, without any worries, basically. Without any, I have to go, I have to make parnasa, I have to feed the family, I have to do this, I have to do that. No worries about and responsibilities, basically. The only worry and responsibility is to yourself, and eventually to your family that you'll establish, but there's no real fiscal responsibilities. There's one responsibility. To make that shoyrish, to establish the shoyrish, to make your roots, to establish who you're going to be, what you're going to become. Whatever eventually you grow into a Boisai is an outgrowth of these roots that you established in these years. Chaval, so chaval upon chaval upon chaval, that a person wastes these years when his mind is fresh, when his mind is so easy to take in concepts, when the memory bank can be filled up and the knowledge of Torah can be established to such unbelievable lengths. We know the Gemara said, Rashi says, Abaye, in Shabbos Chaf Aleph, when he was told a certain halacha from Rav Yirmi, I think, he wasn't Gerusin. Later on he was told halacha from Rav Yochanan, he was Gerusin. So he was Mitzdar. What was he Mitzdar? He learned the halacha anyway, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, he was Mitzdar because of Girsa the Yankisa. So Rashi Shemiskayim Tvei, it stays around much longer. Things that we saw in our youth, things that we saw in the early years, stay around much longer. The Mesechtes that we chazer, the program that we learn and we go over, they're going to be around for a much longer time. Because of the gears of the Yankasa, because of the effort that was put in the early years. And chaval, what a chaval, a guy has a year in Israel, 2 years in Israel, 3 years in Israel. What's he coming back with? What's he coming back with? Where's the Mesechtes? Where's the Iyun? Where's the establishment of his head in the Koyach HaIyun, HaDerech HaLimut, HaShkofes HaChayim? He was too busy wasting his time going out to every stupid place in the world. He comes back from there from the year in Israel with stubs, hundreds of stubs, from all of whatever bars and where he went to. He has them in his beautiful album posted up there. This stub and that stub. He has beer bottles all over his room with a big picture smiling. My year in Israel. With the Heineken right over his head. He drinks 999 bottles of beer, and they're all on the wall. And he could really sing the song with a lot of relish, because that's how many bottles of beer he drank during that year. What an accomplishment! 999 bottles of beer! What did he get from all of it? overs. Do the math. When did he come back from America after a full year? He has pictures of his year in Israel. Very nice. He has pictures of him eating in bar burgers, biting into a big hamburger. Look, Mom, no hands. He has pictures of all the sushi places he went. He was the first one by the free sushi place, and 6 hours he stayed there eating sushi. Straight. What a gears in the Yonkasa. He knows every different sushi plot of our path. Look, Dad, see what I learned in Israel? I'll tell you what. Oh, you learned Baba Kama? Not really. Oh, you maybe did Megillah. No. I learned how to eat sushi with the sticks. Here, Dad, let's have sushi together. I saw every sushi place I went to together. I got friends with the waiter, King Fong Zong. He has a big keeper also. I think he's Jewish or religious. He has a big keeper. We read fortune cookies together. We'll succeed in eating sushi. What a year in Israel! Sushi King, they king me. They crown me as a sushi king. Next year they go back, 2 free tickets to eat more sushi. Here, Dad, if you're ever visiting Israel, you go to Rehavia and get some free sushi. They'll still be open. That's what he accomplished this year is Israel. He knows how to make sushi, how to roll sushi. He has all the bottles of beer on his wall. He can look back on his year in Israel and see, unbelievable, what he accomplished. 2,152 movies I watched. And the Rosh didn't even know. I had it in my socks. Mamish, I socked out the Rosh Hashiva. Socked him one. I was so fooled. He was looking at my underwear and I had it in my socks. And I know where to put it. I didn't put it in my sweat socks. I put it in those frum socks, those Haredi black socks. He's not looking in there, especially with that smell that emanates from my socks. He's going nowhere to hear that. It was in my laundry bag at the bottom. 2,152 movies. I have eyeball disease. But I'm coming back with all those movies, all those pictures in my mind. Can't wait to give this over to my kids. At the Shabbos table. Looks back when he's 50 years old and he thinks back to what did he accomplish? What did he do in his year of Israel? What did he do in his 2 years of Israel? What did he get? We had the Hashkofis. His wife asked him, what's our Hashkofa on this subject? Not too sure. Well, didn't you learn anything in Israel? Yeah. 2,152 movies. That's where our Hashkafa comes from. Jim Blackwell. All for the Boss. The new movie. That's where I get my Hashkafa from. Who is Jim Blackwell? Schwarzer. Schwarzer. that's where we get our Hashgacha from? You mean to tell me that's all you got from Israel? What did you accomplish in your year? What did you do with your life? In the year of Israel, the year when you were in Eretz Yisrael, the Makom HaKadosh, the holy land of Israel. And the Chmol and Son, the voice like Bochrim, they look like they're having the greatest of times. They're eating out at night, joking around with the waiter. Mamas, it looks so red, and their parents are taking them out. Looks like they had a great year, but 5 years, 6 years, 7 years down the line, when they have to dig in, and they have to make decisions in life, and they have to lead a family, and they have to lead their lives, they're missing. There's no gifts to the Yankees. There's nothing holy. He's lost. So chaval, Rabbeisai, the Shavuot should begin maybe the beginning of the year, but at least at this time of year, Rabbeisai, we have a month left. As in many Beis Hashem, there's more time left. The continuation of the years in Eretz Yisrael, or the years till they get married, the continuation in yeshiva. Rabbeisai, use out every moment of these years. Spend time knowing your Talmud, Rabbi Zah. Chazara, Rabbi Zah. It's a dirty word because it's four letters. But how many people do Chazara? How many people have established a Chazara system? To know what you're learning, to understand it, to have it clear, to be able to go back to it. To put it in the memory bank. That what we're learning in the Torah is the Torah for our future. It's going to make all the difference in the world. That we're going to have to dig deep, we have to draw into this fountain that we've established in different stages of our lives. And the more that Torah is clear, the more our Hashgacha is clear, the more our direction will be clear. Rabbeisai, Yisroi is still affected by that what he did when he was younger, even though he wants to change us. What we do when we're younger affects our entire life, Rabbeisai. I think the most important decisions of what we should do, or when we should do, Rabbeisai, is at this stage of our lives. For now is that, like the Gemara says, Chazal say in the Mishnah, the Luach, Lilev, the easy to write on paper that can inscribe and ingrain things for life. Once you get older, Mara says it's like a near that's already been rubbed out. It's hard to read, it's hard to write. At a young age, you can mamish kos from aluach libecha. You can write those things deep inside your heart. One of the most important lessons, Rabbi, that you're going to learn. These years, spend time chazering. How many people, Rabbi, that do it for your own sake? Do it for your children, for your families, for your future! Don't be left hanging! Want to appreciate when they look back on your years in Israel and say, wow! Wow! This is when I became a mensch. This is when I became somebody. This is when I finally established in my head what I want to do in my life. Where I want to go. This is when I established the type of family I want to have. This is when I established who I'm going to be. Rabbeinu feels this necessity when he's in Midyan to make all the effort to establish this very clearly, that I will not succumb to the environment that I'm in. I will establish my own roots. I'll become the person, I'll become the family that I want to be. Thousands, hundreds of bachurim on both sides. And I know this is one of the Makachi about wasting their lives, the ikar part of their lives. But said, let them waste the years before in high school. Let them waste the years after when you're 30, 40. Don't, not now. Not now. Not now! Use out every second. Be'ezah Hashem Yisborach. You'll look back one day to your year in Israel. We'll come back to the campus one day. You look about, you come back with your kids. You come back with your family. You look on to come to the Beis Medrash. This is where it happened. This is where I became a Ben Zoiro. There'll be other guys that are coming back. They'll be coming back with their family. And they'll be taking their kid. Dad, where are we going? Well, we're going to see the place where I spent my year in Israel. Whew, right by the base. And into his room. Dad, this is where you spent your year, yeah. That bed over there, that's where I spent my year. Thousands of hours in the bed. Dad, how did you do it? Hours. You're amazing, Dad. Well, it's very simple. Shlomo, my dear son. My dear son, Yisachar. Put your finger on the roof up there for a second. Son climbs on the bed, puts his feet. iPods. Wow, they're still around. The Roche never found them. Books. All different types of material. Oh, I understand, Dad. Just like me. Underneath my table in the Rebbe's room. I want to be like you, Dad. I can't wait to come to Tiferes Chaim. Rabbi Avraham, I'm such a great guy. He let you sleep. You make me get up in the morning, Dad. I just want to be just like you. I want to spend my year in Israel on a mattress. Can you get me a thick mattress like that? I think it's a little too old, your old mattress. And there's noises coming out from inside of it. That sound doesn't sound like Yaakov Shveki to me. Sounds like Sarah somebody. Dad, is that the music you listen to also? I just want to be like you, Dad. Can we go visit the base? I'm not too sure where it is, son. I had a hard time finding it back then. I think I'll have a hard time finding it now. Was there any other place that you stayed just in the bed? No, I was in the dining room a lot. You can go there and have some of Shloimeh's French toast. Or the Xbox room. I spent most of my time from the bed to the dining room to the Xbox room and back to bed. There's a small stop in the room near the Xbox room. You want to visit that also, I hope it's clean enough to visit. There's a lot of time in there when the Rebbe came on a raid that I went in there. Because sometimes for an hour and a half I locked myself in. And, you know, the stuff on top of the roof. You see in the bathroom also behind the walls, I had other stuff stashed. Wow, what an exciting year, Dad. Bathroom, the Xbox room, kitchen, and back at the bed. That's exciting. I can't wait for my year in Israel. $12,000 of bed sores. I had a BTL. I heard you got a BTL, Dad. A bed training license. That's the BTL that's hanging above your bed. You can train anybody in bed sitting. Bed positions. Is that how you became a model for Sealy? Wow. What a year. But anyway, you saw it how you saw this. The years of our youth never come back. No years come back. But the gears of the Abaya, the greatest, one of the greatest Rosh Yeshivas, cried when he could have had more gears of the Yankees. Let's not regret one day the opportunities that we had for Kesher with our Abayan. For steiging in Torah, for establishing ourselves, Kiger, Eretz Nachria, and we're just passing through this world. The next world, the Iker. Yez Hashem is Baruch, we use out our years, as we said. Yez Hashem, a lot of us, Yez Hashem making siyumim. A lot of us are being Messiah Mesechtes. A lot of us are chazering our Torah. Come home, Pesach Torah, with that great feeling, Rabbi Zayin. Of knowing, of learning, and knowing Masechtos of Pesach. Not only the simcha of success, of accomplishment of Pesach, but we have now built, we have now established the roots of this great tree that will eventually grow into a wonderful family. Should be zoicha ve'ez Hashem to follow this mahalik. To work out that these years are not wasted and grow into that wonderful Elon, Bamea Varechacha, B'Zoicha to be a tremendous tree that not only is looked up to, but passes on to those payers and gives a tremendous Nachas Ruach to everybody around them, but the Iker, the Nachas Ruach, the Yoitzoy. A mirror that can achasruach to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, which hopefully the Eizah Hashem will bring about Mashiach. Eino, Meir Yamei.